right, NFL No Huddle every day to kick off the hour. Let's start with Kirk Cousins talking about the offense.
Yeah, I just think we can be better. We haven't played our best football. We're leaving things out there, and anytime you do that, it's extremely frustrating. So you come back to work and you try to put together that game next Sunday. You know, it's tough when you know how much offense we left out there today.
Yeah, they did.
A lot.
Certainly from a special teams perspective. They have climbed up to top five in terms of total yards per game.
That's right.
They're fifth in the NFL in terms of yards per game. Yeah, I'm not either, but remember how it started?
Mm-hmm.
Like, September was rough.
Yeah, because your quarterback wasn't right.
Yep.
You're still trying to figure out as far as offensively, your play caller trying to figure out how to use guys here and there. It was a trust thing with Kirk Cousins. So, yeah, I wasn't surprised. How it started, but I'm also not surprised where they are, because all Kirk Cousins' offenses are usually pretty somewhere in the top 10 to 5 in that kind of range. So yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
There they are. Baltimore's 1, mm-hmm. San Francisco's 2, Green Bay's 3, Washington's 4, Atlanta's 5.
There you go.
Let's hear Tua Tagovailoa hit Tyreek Hill for a touchdown last night. It's only his second touchdown of the year.
Yeah, man.
Tua takes a snap, dives it back out, throws it, touchdown. It's Tyreek Hill.
I'm telling you this. I thought, you know, it was funny. It was great and everything. Why are him and Odell doing a dumbass celebration like that where they're doing a double clothesline in the air? Like,
oh, I know.
Yeah, be for real.
Especially Odell's
fragile self. But yeah. I thought, you know, Miami played well defensively. They got after him.
They did.
They confused the hell out of Matt Stafford. And I know it was a lot of angst. I heard, see a lot of people talk about, you know, the interception two or through and him going to tackle the guy and leading with his head and everything. You got to be better. Yep. I mean, I understand, but he's a football player, and at that moment, he is definitely not thinking about it.
Clearly.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. He's just not thinking. He's going out there playing football. But damn it, learn how to tackle.
Just let somebody else do it.
Yeah, because they were going to get him.
Yeah.
But at that moment, you're not looking at it.
Right.
When you're just looking at him, chasing him, and everything like that.
Yep.
But then I saw he got sacked, and he fell like he always falls, but he was able to hold his head up so it didn't happen.
Because of the jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, so I mean, he got through it. I don't know if he was like, well, don't sleep on the Dolphins. Yeah, that's how I did.
With him, they're pretty good.
Yes.
And they have a good defense.
Yes.
And it's just 3-6, a tough hole to climb out of. But who knows, man? Like, is their schedule hard?
It's super favorable.
Oh, it's really easy.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. I mean, it's just, you know, there's so much middle class of the NFL right now. There's only a couple teams that are up here. There's only a couple teams that are out of it. Everybody's kind of in this big mix.
Mm-hmm.
And like I didn't realize their schedule is so favorable. Who knows? Like I wouldn't. They're good.
They're good.
Like,
they're good, especially when he's there.
Yeah,
exactly. And they got the requisite weapons to be good.
Yeah, no doubt.
Speed, speed, speed.
So the Bears are sticking with Caleb Williams, which they absolutely should be doing.
I don't understand why there was anything about maybe him getting benched. But I mean that was just a dumb thing. But they did fire Shane, and my man Thomas Brown is going to be the OC. A moment, and I know people want to talk about Matt Eberflus and the whole – no, a moment like that they had in Washington can derail a team. I'm just telling you what it is.
Well, here's what's happened since that moment, right? They scored a touchdown right before the Hail Mary, right?
Yep.
They haven't scored a touchdown since. That was the only touchdown they scored that day. So they scored one touchdown that day. Since they gave up the Hail Mary, they haven't scored any in two games.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty bad. Most teams score one.
And Caleb holding the ball.
It definitely.
You know,
definitely.
I mean, they're just not playing well. They're not playing well. They're not using Swifty right. That O-line is regressed, in my opinion. And Caleb is going through that rookie stuff right now. I'm not ready to give up on him like everyone.
No, they need to keep Caleb
that's the only way he can learn.
And let him learn. He has less passing yards this season than their punter has yards punted.
I believe it.
That's crazy.
That's bad.
That doesn't happen.
Yes. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Their punter has accounted for more punting yards than he has in passing yards. You know. You don't want to see that. Here's Micah Parsons clearing up what he actually meant when he said the thing about his coach.
So it just didn't matter to me about the player. It just didn't matter about the importance and how much, you know, they bring to the program. It has nothing to do with coaching, right? Mike is one of the most winningest coaches in NFL history. And that's, the God honest truth. We went 12-5 3 years in a row. That didn't happen because Mike's a bad coach, because he's a good coach.
All right.
And that's how I am with it.
All right.
Yeah, you said what you said. It didn't need to be said. You know, that's the only thing, whatever. I'm just like.
He didn't really walk it back.
He didn't
either.
Say anything.
Like, yeah.
That's why I'm like, everybody's like, oh, defend Micah. I don't have to defend anybody. Micah is trying, and that's athletes today, they're trying to do two things. They're trying to be a player while also being in the media and reacting to when the media questions the player with their media.
Yeah.
Because he's like, They actually said, I'm not going to address it here. I'm going to wait to say it on my podcast.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
which is what he did.
Which is what he did.
Which is what we just played you on the radio.
Yes.
So now you've heard his podcast.
Yeah, so that was his podcast.
Which is the goal.
That wasn't him sitting in the locker room with the Dallas Cowboy reporter.
Right.
That was him doing that right there. But it's a wild world.
It's
a complete mess down there, man. It's a complete mess down there. And, I mean, I saw Jerry this morning. He said, he don't want to say rebuild without saying rebuild. He said, anybody that goes who wants it as bad as me.
But you can't. With all the money they have.
I mean, they're not rebuilding. They're not rebuilding nothing, but they're gonna have to figure out something.
Dak's out for the year, by the way.
Yeah, he's had surgery
officially tomorrow.
He has surgery tomorrow on that hamstring.
The prognosis is wonderful, is what they said.
The prognosis for what?
His injury.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, I guess. I don't know. That's what they said. The prognosis is wonderful. Like, all right. Next year, I guess. Then.
NFL potentially targeting Australia for an international game. I think they used to play a game back there. I'm upset.
That's a long ways away.
Yeah, man.
I flew back from the West Coast next to a guy from New Zealand.
Uh-huh. Is that the guy you carried on the conversation with?
It was a different conversation.
Oh, no. Is this the one who gave you the relationship advice to?
No.
Okay.
No, this is a different guy. He's a tractor salesman in New Zealand.
Sweet.
Nice guy.
Nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy.